Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Today's Holy Gospel begins with these rather familiar words. Now Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation.'" This is God's word to us today. It was a simple request that Jesus' disciples made of him. "Lord, teach us how to pray." John taught his disciples how to pray. Other Jewish rabbis taught their disciples how to pray. And now, Lord Jesus, teach us how to pray. It was not uncommon for Jewish rabbis to give their disciples a very short, simple prayer that they could pray and use in their daily lives. In response to the request, Jesus said to his disciples, "Pray this way." And he taught them the prayer we call the Our Father from the opening words in the prayer. More commonly, we call it the Lord's Prayer because it was given to us by our Lord himself. We pray this prayer in just about all of our worship services. Generally, at the close of a church council meeting, I've found we close with the Lord's Prayer. It's in the matins, early morning service, or the vespers, evening service, and always in our main service of Holy Communion. Many of us pray it every day of our own lives. When the COVID pandemic came along, Pope Francis issued a cry to all Catholics, inviting them to pray the Lord's Prayer at noon every day. And I thought to myself, well, if it's good enough for Catholics, it should be good enough for us Lutherans also. So my wife and I, since that time, for about 2.5 years, have been praying the Lord's Prayer as our table prayer for lunch every day. It's interesting, in Luke's version, I guess we might say, of the Lord's Prayer, he doesn't include everything that we have in Matthew's version. He only includes 5 of the 7 petitions. And of course, a petition is something we ask for. If you want the city council to do something here in Philomath, you maybe sign a petition asking that they will do such. And so we talk about the 7 petitions in the Lord's Prayer. Luke only has 5 of the 7 asks. "Thy will be done and deliver us from evil" are not in Luke's version, but are in Matthew's, the one we usually base our prayer on. So let's look today at Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer to see how Jesus teaches not only his disciples 2,000 years ago, but how he teaches us, you and me, his 21st century disciples, how to pray. Matthew's introduction is a little longer. "Our Father who art in heaven." Luke's is rather simple. One word, Father. But by that word, Father, he is inviting us to see God in a very personal way. The Aramaic word that Jesus would have spoken when he said that to his disciples is Abba. And twice in the New Testament, in Romans 8 and in Galatians 4, Paul says that in Christ we can now call God the Father Almighty, the Creator of the universe, Abba, Father. It really means something like Papa or Daddy. It's that close a relationship. When our children, now grown, were first learning how to talk, the first prayer we taught them to pray was Abba, Father, Amen. In Martin Luther's Small Catechism, he explains each of the petitions of the Lord's Prayer with that famous Lutheran question, "What does this mean?" And for this petition, he says, with these words, "God tenderly invites us to believe that he is our true Father and that we are his true children, so that with all boldness and confidence we may ask him as dear children ask their dear Father."